I've been a Christian now about 8 years, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am because that's not fair, but I became a Christian when I was 23. How about that? It's still counted. Well, I've got 5 minutes. I don't know how I'm going to do in 5 minutes, so okay, John. Before I came a Christian, I'd never been to church in my life, really. My father's Jewish, and he never followed the religion. He was a sort of nominal Christian Jew, if you understand what that is. I don't, but he was. And I never went into a church until I was 23 years of age, and that was probably a few weeks after I became a Christian. And previous to that, I'd always wanted to always, obviously, be successful in everything I did. And so I pursued after the things which most people pursue if they're going to be successful. What most young people think. You know, ambition, successful in business or career or whatever. And I used to be what's commonly known in those days as a townie. That means I used to go around all the nightclubs and all the coffee bars and have a little sports car and all the usual Mickey Mouse things. And I really wanted to be successful, whatever I did. And I never seemed to make it somehow. I was talking to Ed Rice this morning, and there's a verse in Philippians which really described me, I think, and it says that it describes that the God of the Philippians was their belly, and this was me. My ambition was my appetite. This is what motivated me, what made me happy at that time. And really that involved what most young people pursue today. Probably drugs weren't as popular in those days as they are today, but to a certain extent in the circles I was mixing in, that came in. But as far as Christian things went, I wasn't interested at all. My sister became a Christian, and she began to pray for me and witness to me and this sort of thing, and I just didn't want to know. I just didn't want to know. In fact, when she came in the house with her friends, I'd go out. And eventually my girlfriend became a Christian through her. And before she became a Christian, I said to her, if she becomes a Christian, I said, I'll never speak to you again in my life. And I was serious. And the reason I was serious was because I was dead scared, basically. And I think it's because I would never allow myself to be convinced intellectually. You know, I wouldn't allow anyone to talk to me and say, oh, this is what the Bible says a Christian is. This is what God wants of you. This is what God is saying to you. And I'd never allow myself to do that because I knew that God had restrictions and God had a certain code or standard to live to. And I didn't want to live to that. So I would say, well, no, I bring up all the arguments in the book, you know, that, you know, everybody, the basic questions that most people bring up. Well, I bring them up. And that's why I know what every question is. Because I've myself gone through that experience. And so really God had to bring me to a point, and I'm so grateful because God could, I think in many circumstances, some people he speaks to, and if they don't respond then he leaves them alone. But with me he didn't, and I'm so grateful to that because he kept pointing his finger at me. I want you, Bernie. And I'd say, no, just give me a few more years, give me some more time, just let me enjoy myself. And one of the biggest reasons which prevented me becoming a Christian was the fact I wanted to travel. And I thought, well, as soon as you become a Christian, what a restricted, narrow, sheltered little life you'll lead. You know, all those narrow-minded Christians and so forth. And I think really that's probably the image of the church or religion in England anyway, which has causes a lot of people to turn away from true Christianity because of the image that so often Christians give. And I didn't want this because all my friends were sort of sharp and, you know, smooth, as we used to say. And I wanted to mix with this type of person. Anyway, eventually the Lord brought me to really an emotional, setback or point in my life where I had nothing. I'd suddenly discovered I had no friends, I had no money, I had no job, I had no girlfriend, I had nothing. And all the superficial involvement or whatever I'd been, life I was living anyway, could offer me nothing. And so at that point I came to Christ. And I wasn't too sure exactly when it was, because I think at one particular time I prayed for Christ to come into my life about a dozen times. There was nobody there to give me assurance. But it wasn't until a few months later that I came to a point where there was no turning back. I knew Christ was part of my life. And I think in a sense it was like, because I'd been so involved in the world, it was in a sense like the withdrawal symptoms coming off drugs. Not that I've ever experienced that, but in a sense that it's still attractive and one still wants the pleasure of it, and yet you have to stand out of it and then maybe go back into it. And for me it was this sort of slow withdrawal period until eventually, you know, I began to realise, well, you know, what am I doing in this place? Or, you know, it just has no meaning to me. And one of the biggest decisions of my life was when I had to sit down with my best friend and say, I'm sorry, our relationship can never be the same, because I can't do the same things with you. You know, let's remain friends. You can't deny a friendship. But I'm sorry, it meant I had to sever that relationship, you know, because of the particular things we were doing together. And since then, well, the Lord has been so gracious in this, in the sense that, I mean, I've travelled so much. I've been to so many places, met so many people. I mean, I only came here yesterday and I met about half a dozen guys who I hadn't seen for 3 or 4 years, you know. Didn't expect to see them. And to me it's been a privilege, because the Lord has promised me so much and given me so much. Every day I'm amazed at the things he's done for me, because he loves me so much. It's incredible. And I know he's going to do so much more. You know, the promises, I couldn't begin to share with some of the promises I have that the Lord has given me. But he fulfills them day to day. One of the, just to finish, I've gone over a minute. Yes? Okay. You'll never get me off here now. Anyway, the fact that when I first became a Christian, I got involved with the Navigator Ministry in England. We used to be involved in with students on the campus. And I'd go into a student's room and talk to him or share Christ or whatever. And I always think, it just isn't fair. It just isn't fair that here am I, Bernie Marks, I don't have no education, no ability to have a career, you know, fulfill my career, whatever, because I failed everything I attempted to take, you know, examinations, whatever, except my driving test to pass that. And Bernie Marks with an X. I see. They spelt my name with an X. That's Carl. For years I used to feel I wanted to... what I'm trying to say is that I used to feel, well, I was as intelligent as any of these people here, and yet the Lord had not given me the opportunity to, have an education, really, go to college or university. And yet we sit down and some of these guys say, yeah, I'm at university. Yeah, I'm learning this and that. You know, they wouldn't really know anything apart from their own particular subject. And it wasn't until last year, after about 8 years, and well over 10 years since I left school, that the Lord gave me the opportunity to go back to college. So now I'm a student again, after all these years. And I'm on vacation, so it's exciting. So the Lord eventually gives you your desires and fulfills his promises. So it's terrific, and it's been a privilege, a pleasure to share my testimony with you this morning. Thank you.